Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Elizabeth Kay. It's time for another sexy podcast on 50 Shades of Kay. A return guest who happens to be one of the most talked about guests I've had on this podcast. America's pleasure coach, Dr. Sadie Allison, is back. Thanks so much for coming on the podcast again.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for having me. You're always awesome to talk with.
Well, I love talking about sex, and you are very knowledgeable, and you have a great website, ticklekitty.com. But I also want to introduce my good friend Hannah, who's in studio. We were talking about sex toys, and all of a sudden I said, you know what? In a couple days, I'm talking to Dr. Sadie Allison, so you need to just come on this podcast with me.
And I said, yes, please.
Exactly. Now, in the podcast today, we're going to talk about how to bring greater sexual pleasure into your bedroom. I know Hannah has a couple questions, and we're going to talk about a Valentine's Day special that you are offering right now at ticklekitty.com. So first, though, I want to say that when you were last on the podcast, you talked about the womanizer, which you do sell at ticklekitty.com. And I have had so many friends message me and say that this thing is a game changer. Can you talk a little bit about that toy?
Yeah, it's amazing. Just like your friends vouch. It's so neat because it's a revolutionary toy. I mean, toys have been around forever, but when the womanizer came out, this new technology that we hadn't had before. So it's basically a woman's toy. It's got a circular silicone tip that goes right against her, right where it matters, on the little pleasure button.
Right where it matters, you said it.
Right where it matters. And it's got an air suction technology. It's really gentle, but basically it's almost like what it feels like for a man to get fellatio.
Yes.
So you've got the pleasure button. It's got vibration around the circle and on the edges, but then it's got this gentle air suction. And we have 8,000 nerve endings right there on the pleasure button. So it works like a charm. And half the women that tried it got to the big O in less than 60 seconds.
Hannah, this might be what you're looking for, because you were actually say to Dr. Sadie what you were talking to me about your relationship and what you're looking for.
Yeah. So my boyfriend and I have been together for 5 years. It's been a great 5 years. I'm completely satisfied. But, you know, sometimes things get a little routine in the bedroom. What's a good, quick way to spice everything up and improve it? I mean, I'm not saying I'm dissatisfied, but I'm just saying there's always room for improvement.
Yes,
on both
absolutely sides. I hear you. I'm hitting the 7-year mark with mine.
Nice.
So now let me ask you, do you guys ever use pleasure products and sex toys in the bedroom?
Yes and no. Like, we use, say for instance, I have a back massager. It doesn't always get used on each other's backs, you know, but
exactly.
We've never fully gone and to a, I don't know, a sex shop or something like that. I don't know. I find them a little intimidating, I guess you could say.
Right. Which is exactly why I thought Hannah would be a great person to bring in, because she's interested, but she doesn't really know where to start. And your website is filled with toys, which is fantastic. But what do you recommend for someone
for a beginner?
Yeah,
exactly. So I have a section on the site for newcomers. I call it double entendre there. And so I sent you a package, and one of the toys in the package is called the Tiny Teaser Bunny. It's pink, and something like that is perfect for newcomers because it's not intimidating. It's small. It fits in the palm of your hand.
Yes.
And it's used topically on your body. Mm. So you can use it on your nipples. You can use it on the pleasure button. It feels good on men as well. So this kind of beginner toy is the perfect kind of thing to just start off with. And I also recommend, if you're new to toys, to buy something that includes something for him as well, because there's a ton of toys for men too. Like, half the people of my customers on ticklekitty.com are men.
Yes, and you sent in your gift box, besides the Tiny Teasers Bunny, which is fantastic, Let me tell you, because right when you sent these toys, I thought, okay, I need to try some of this out. And I did try that, and it was great. And like you said, it's not anything that's too, I don't want to say invasive, but if you're new to the toy world, Hannah, maybe like yourself.
It's just
not
a helping hand.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But you also sent the weighted lasso ring, which I opened that and my eyes got really big. And I said, okay, this is definitely a toy for him, but for me too.
It's actually a toy for men, and he wears it around his bouncing boys, and it's the weighted lasso ring. So it's actually 4 ounces. So it's got a little bit of weight to it. And what this does is it provides a new sensation for him and enhances things for him when he finishes off at the end of the experience.
It makes
it a little more explosive.
How about that?
So that's fun and exciting just to try something new. And here's the other thing, Hannah, whatever you get to bring into the bedroom, it's not a serious exposition. It's supposed to be fun, and you
right.
can giggle and laugh. And you can even like try a toy and not like it and be like, this thing sucks, and just toss it across the room. So it's just a matter of like finding what you like and exploring and having some new adventure. And that's how you kind of shake it up. Otherwise, you know, things can get stale over time, and people have bad sex, and bad sex is going to stay bad sex and even ruin relationships later unless you make it a priority to try something new. And all you have to do is try different things, and it doesn't even have to include toys. You can grab him by the hand and bring him into the living room on the couch. Like, when was the last time you did it in the living room? You know, just little things yeah. like that that can change it up and provide a whole new experience. Another thing, and because Valentine's Day is right around the corner, I like to suggest getting back to some of our roots, take him out in the car on a little joy ride and go park somewhere and just have a makeout session.
That's a great idea.
Like, it'll surprise the hell out of him. It'll bring you back to the high school days.
Yes,
I like that.
Yeah, and the rule is you can't go past second base till you get home. But in the meantime, you just build up all this sensuality. And like, when was the last time you really stopped and just made out in friendship?
Yeah.
I mean, that falls by the wayside. And so I suggest bringing all that back. And that's how you can kind of spice things back up, too.
Now, Dr. Sadie, let's talk, though. And every time you're on the show, we do bring this up because I know there's different people that are going to listen to this podcast that are going to think, yeah, that's fun, but how do I bring that up to my significant other? Because there still seems to be a few people, I don't know why, that feel like toys mean that they're inadequate. And that's just not the case.
It's not. I mean, we just have to get with the times. I mean, that's kind of all those myths and insecurities. Those have been around a long time, but we're in 2018 now. There's the hookup culture for high school kids. There's the, hey, let's Netflix and chill for the college kids. Have you heard of that term?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
To come over and Netflix and let's chill, aka get it on.
Right.
Nowadays, so many people are into toys and they understand that it's just an accessory to the bedroom. It's not going to replace anybody. It's not to like do something that you can't do. It's really just to try different things. But on the other hand, you know, men ask me all the time, how do I get my wife to have more sex with me?
Yes. What do you say to that?
I say, well, let's take a moment here to ask you, what are you doing for her that would make her want to have sex with you more?
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Are you? Yep. And so women, their biggest complaint, they say, my man goes too fast. I need him to slow down, go slowly, be sensual. Because here's the thing that men don't understand is men wake up in the morning, for example, the wind blows, ready to go. He's excited and it works. For us women, we have to take the time to arouse our bodies and get our minds into it. And that's why foreplay is so important, because we need to get heated up to even match where he's already at. And so you've got this big difference of timing and pleasure. So guys need to understand that it's not about jumping into the mix and then you finish and you're done. And she's just starting to warm up and sitting there going, is this it? So if you stop and focus on her pleasure and not think about yourself at all, because let's face it, guys, by the end of the experience, you're usually going to have your happy ending, and that's good.
Yep.
But for the woman, it takes a lot more. So if you just be a generous lover, forget about yourself for a minute, and just give her the pleasure and the time that she needs, that's when you're going to get it back tenfold.
Which is why texting is such an amazing thing, too, nowadays in relationships. Mm. Because almost everyone, almost every job, you can have your phone on you during the day. I mean, you need to be able mm-hmm. to still perform your job, but it's not that hard to just send a quick little text, maybe a quick little picture, whatever. And that can start getting things going, guys, to your ladies. Start it going during the day. So by the time you get home for dinner, she's like, okay, I've been thinking about you nonstop. You know, what's going to happen here? It kind of has that buildup.
Half the work is done.
Yeah.
She's ready.
Yeah, it just, a little bit goes a long way. And especially on Valentine's Day, you can start that flirting in the morning. Because remember, our biggest sex organ is our brain. For
yes.
women. So you just focus on what she needs, take yourself out of the picture and just give. That's when it'll come back. And that's when your woman will be more relaxed. And that's when she'll want to do more and give more and all of those things.
And then guess what? When she's happy, you're happy. I mean, we all kind of know that's the way this world works in most cases.
That's right.
Let's talk about Valentine's Day really quickly, though. You have your Valentine's Day special at TickleKitty.com. Take a listen to this deal. It's the My Valentine Kit, and you can get the My Valentine Kit today and save 30% off at TickleKitty.com. This includes 5 ultra-luxury play toys, the 60-second orgasm womanizer that we were talking about, plus free illustrated positions guided by Dr. Sadie, plus free shipping, 30% off. This is a fantastic deal, Dr. Sadie.
It really is. Thank you for saying that. I spent a lot of time curating this. And there is a silicone jackrabbit that comes in the kit. And here's the cool thing. If you see this on TickleKitty.com, you have the option of choosing if you want the self-thrusting rabbit, which actually has movement on its own once you turn it on. It does it for you. Or there's the G-spot rocking rabbit that actually does the come hither for you. It motions. You turn it on, and then visually, in the mechanics of it, actually hits the G-spot for you.
Which, can I get an amen for that? I mean,
yeah. Which, can I say, do you sound better than the real thing?
Well, Dr. Sadie, I know you're a busy woman and we don't, you know, have a lot of time with you, which I could talk to you for hours and hours. But the website, again, is TickleKitty.com. So head there, get the My Valentine Kit. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Hey, how about that? It rhymed.
Hey, every day's a new day. And this is your love life, folks. I mean, it's just as important as work and everything else in your life. So make it a priority. And it's just pleasure. So, hey, why
Everybody
not?
Does it.
Yeah, it's why we're here.
Yep, exactly. It's our birthright to experience pleasure.
We're the proof.
You got it.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Sadie. Can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks so much, you too. Thanks for having me on, and happy Valentine's Day.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you want to hear more, make sure you subscribe. So to subscribe to 50 Shades of K, make sure you're on your iTunes app, Google Play, or your podcast app on your smartphone. Search for 50 Shades of K. That's 50 Shades of K. Then there should be a little button where you hit subscribe. There's also a little button where you can hit review. I'd love it if you left a review. Let me know what you think. Again, it's 50 Shades of K. Thanks so much for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.